أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. In the previous ayats we read the condition of the munafiqeen and the weak Muslims, who when they saw some trouble coming, then their eyeballs turned around and they started blaming Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for it, that you brought this troubles upon us. And then when the troubles went away, then they started using their sharp tongues and they say, we did this, we did that, we achieved this, we achieved that. And also that when the troubles came, then they wished that they were not in Medina, but they rather lived in some small village in the jungle and they did not have to face these odds. From there we learn that we today also, the lesson for us is that for the sake of Islam, whenever there is an attack on Islam, then we mustn't try and exclude ourselves and make with as though we are not part of the Muslims. That this is the work of some fundamentalist, some terrorist, it is not our work. We try and absolve ourselves from it. What is for the defense of Islam, we must be always ready to stand for the defense of Islam. Also, another point that we learn, like commonly when there is any social function or anything, even like a birthday party in the house, then many people say, I wanted to say this, but I thought there'll be trouble, so I kept quiet. That is a sign of the weakness of Iman. What has to be said at the time must be said in a nice, suitable way, but just to keep quiet about it. And the other thing is that when things are going wrong in our families also, wherever, then we want this Maulana to speak about it. And we want the Imam Sahib to speak about it. And we say also, my name must not come. Don't let them know that I told you this. There is a sign of great weakness of Iman or nifaq, hypocrisy. What is wrong must be able to be told. Out the strength of Iman must make a person to tell that person. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't you see that you have a perfect example in Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How he remained firm, what odds there were against the Muslims, and he was the leader of the Muslims. All this was on the shoulders of Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but how firm he remained. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. تمہارے لئے بھلی تھی سیکھنے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی چال. You have got a great lesson, a wonderful, beautiful lesson to learn from Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, that when the odds were so much against him in the battle of the trench, how he remained firm, not for one but not a second, not in any way did he waver. He knew Allah's help is there, and that type of Iman must be there. And we know, we all admit it, Allah is the only one. All power is Allah. We are convinced Islam is the true religion. Then why must we shy away? Why we change our dressing? Why we take off our topis? So that is not the way of a Muslim. He remains firm all the time. And this Iman will come. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. اس کے لئے جو کوئی امید رکھتا ہے اللہ کی اور پیچھلے دن کے. That person whose Iman is strong on Allah and on the last day. So that is what we must make effort for, that our Iman must become strong on Allah Ta'ala, and wherever, whatever conditions, we know Allah is there, His help is there, and we trust on Him. And that we are not overtaken by the glitter and glamour of this dunya, but we know the Akhirat is the main life. That is what we must prepare for. Dunya is here today, tomorrow it's gone. The dunya is no place to depend upon. And that will come about with ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا or yaad karta hai Allah ko bahut sa. That person who increases, who remembers Allah in abundance, the zikr of Allah has got the effect that it makes the Iman of a person strong. That he realizes this dunya is temporary, akhirat is forever. This is the beautiful prescription given by Allah Himself in the Quran Sharif in order to strengthen our Iman. Then Allah, previously Allah explained the munafiqeen and the people of weak Iman. Yeah, in this ayat in front, Allah explains the condition of the believers and the very strong believers. ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب, the true believers, the general true believers, اور جب دیکھا مسلمانوں نے فوجیں, when they saw the enemies coming around Medina, and as we had explained, Medina Sharif was like a small village. The present Masjid Nabawi comprised the whole of Medina. And from all sides, the alliance of the of Kufr, of the non-believers, had come to crush and annihilate Islam for once and for all. When they saw this condition, what did the true believers say? قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. بولے یہ وہی ہے جو وعدہ دیا تھا ہم کو اللہ نے اور اس کے رسول نے. These are exactly the same things what Allah and His Rasul had promised us. You will face أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. What do the people think? That they just say we brought iman and they won't be tested? They will be tested. And today also we are tested. When there is a wedding in the family, we are tested. Are we doing it according to sunnat or against sunnat? When we go for a holiday, then we are tested. Will we maintain our Islamic dress? Will we maintain our namazes, etc.? Or we just give it up at such times? So we are being tested all the time. So the believers say, this is the test which Allah told us. We knew it is coming. We were expecting it. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. اور سچ کہا اللہ نے اور اس کے رسول نے. And Allah and His Rasul had spoken the truth. Yeah, we see those tests are coming. And they will come in our daily lives also. Our nafs will bring various temptations. That is also a test from Allah. Shaitan will bring various things. That's a test. At that time, how do we remain firm? So that was the condition of the general Muslims. And the very strong Muslims, they were such. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا آهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. ایمان والوں میں کتنے مرد ہے کہ سچ کر دکھلایا جس بات کا عہد کیا تھا اللہ سے. From the believers, there were those people who were so strong that they proved what they had promised to Allah Ta'ala. Like Anas ibn Nadhr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Umair, Hazrat Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Talha. These people, they proved, like the Munafiqeen, Allah mentioned there that in the battle of Uhud, they made a promise that we will support the Muslims, but they broke the promise. These people were such. Anas ibn Nadhr could not take part in the first battle of Islam, the battle of Badr. And he spoke to Allah and he said, Oh Allah, give me a chance and you will see, I will prove myself. And how they proved, and they fought and became shaheed. They gave their lives. They did not turn back one bit. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. پھر کوئی تو ان میں پورا کر چکا اپنا ذمہ اور کوئی ہے ان میں راہ دیکھ رہا ہے. Then amongst those very special strong believers, there were those who had completed their pledge with Allah. That is, they became shaheed. Like حضرت عمیر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, حضرت نظر, Anas ibn Nadhr رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. And there were others who are still waiting their time. They haven't become shaheed. They also fought tooth and nail. They did not turn one back, but they did not become shaheed. Like حضرت عثمان رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, حضرت طلحہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. How they showed what their colors of iman were. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. اور بدلا نہیں ایک ذرہ. And they did not change one bit also. Unfortunately, we change continuously like chameleons. When there is an ijtima, when there are some jalsa or something, then we are super Muslims. When we go for Hajj Umrah, we are super Muslims. When we go for a holiday or something, then it's the complete opposite. In our businesses, then we are completely opposite. The quality of the true believers, they remain firm and they don't change wherever they are. They remain steadfast and firm. So these are the great lessons that we have to learn from these ayat of the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana.